is today's Garden Bite, brought to you by Spike's Feed, Seed, and Pet Supply. My tomatoes have been producing like crazy. There's one good thing about this heat. I've started dehydrating my Grape Juliet grape tomatoes. They are fantastic this way. The heating process intensifies the already delicious flavor. I then freeze them. I use them on my salads and egg dishes, on pizza and sauces, and just about anything else. To dehydrate, I just slice them in half. Pictures are on my website, gardenbite.com. My dehydrator was a garage sale find. You can also dehydrate tomatoes in the oven. Grape and cherry tomatoes work best. Slow roast them at 250 degrees for about 3 hours. Yeah, it takes time. No need to flip them, but do keep an eye out. Ovens vary. You can put a little salt on them if you want to, but it's really not necessary. Use parchment paper if you're using the oven method. If you don't want to freeze them, but also won't be eating them right away, you can store them in a jar with olive oil. You can add seasonings too. Maybe some oregano or basil, some garlic. Seriously though, they're so dang good, they don't need any herbs. Roma tomatoes can also be used, but you need to remove the pulp. I prefer to oven roast them. This is different. The oven is hotter. Many recipes just slice the Romas in half. I prefer smaller slices, about a third to a quarter inch thick. Set your oven at 425. Toss the slices with olive oil and your favorite herbs. I used dried basil or oregano and garlic, and a little salt to taste. Roast them for about 30 to 45 minutes, but keep checking on them. And don't forget the parchment paper. Pictures and info on gardenbite.com. From pets to poultry, horses to turf, wildlife to livestock, you can be sure Spikes and Hool's Feed, Seed, and Pet Supply has it. Blending their own feeds, sourced locally, you know you're getting superior quality. 6 locations and shipping available. Go to spikesfeed.com. That's today's Garden Bite. I'm Terry Knight.